League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Is there such a thing as eating too many oysters, and does it make you hyped up, according to Raven?
Oh, girl, Anna, I can testify. I'll tell you right now.
Perry Rosso is the owner of Matunic Bar and also RodeOysters.com. Perry, you know a whole lot about oysters, right?
I do.
Perry, I recently encountered you guys at the Savor New England Festival. I have to tell you, I'm not allowed seafood. My wife doesn't cook it. She doesn't eat it. So I never make it. I never have it. It's never in my household. I had your lobster roll with three oysters, and then I had to turn back around and get the baker's dozen of oysters. I had 16 oysters. I spent the rest of the day jacked up, Perry.
There's a couple of reasons for that. It could be they're high in zinc and high in iron, building blocks for testosterone. So maybe that was some of what you were experiencing.
Wait a minute, what?
Is that right?
Wait.
Oh my gosh, I got to get some of that iron and zinc all the time in my life, Anna. I felt like I could run through a wall. I was over the moon.
Okay, hold on a second. I have so many questions. One, Perry, is it normal for a person to have 16 oysters in one seating by themselves?
Some people, it's not uncommon at all. People get dozens.
I got to tell you, Perry, yours was maybe the cleanest oysters I've ever tasted in my life. No grit.
Briny. They have a sweet finish. How you shuck them really matters.
Anna, this place is famous in their area for their oysters. And you just had a terrible fire, right? The building burned down?
Yeah, it was devastating. It was the week before Memorial Day. Such, you know, this is 15 years into the restaurant business. I started as an oyster farmer in 2002, and then the business built to the point where I needed commercial property. So I bought a rundown restaurant. I figured when I failed, I'd either live there or make it a fish market. And then the restaurant grew into this monstrous business, over 300 employees. We were so dialed in ready for the summer. The building caught fire on a windy morning and blew the fire into the building. Luckily, no one got hurt.
Anna's family is in restaurants. I mean, so 300 people. I mean, imagine how big that is, right? A staple really of the area. That's a big deal.
All right, back to the oysters.
Right.
You said that it raises men's testosterone. Is that a real thing that happens? Is that why they say if you want to get, you know,
aphrodisiac?
Right.
Right.
It's high in protein. It's high in vitamin B. It's high in iron and zinc. It's definitely a healthy food, you know, as to whether it's an aphrodisiac. I like to say people have to find out for themselves.
But okay.
That's right. Keep the mystery. That's right.
So for people that have never had an oyster before, and I have to be honest, it's very daunting because you don't know how to eat it, what to do. How exactly do you suggest a person eat an oyster for the first time?
So the first time, try a smaller oyster, a petite oyster, and then it's kind of like a acquired taste. And then if you have a few of them, try, you know, the first one plain, and then try the next one with a little lemon, and then maybe a little cocktail sauce or mignonette on it. Mm. But I would really try an oyster raw. And if you have the opportunity to try oysters from different regions, oysters are like wine, depending on where they're grown, how they're grown, impacts the flavor, texture, and appearance.
Do you use the little fork or do you slurp it? And are you supposed to chew it? Or are you supposed to chew it or you just swallow it whole?
Slurp it.
You know, you could use a fork, but slurping is kind of fun. And you always have to kind of give it a few chews. Yeah, you can use a fork too, but slurping is fun.
This guy loves oysters.
How many oysters have you eaten the most at one time?
Right, you.
Oh, me. You know, probably like 30 or 40. I haven't gone too crazy. I've seen people take down 100, though.
Oh, gosh.
But I do quality control when I walk by the raw bar.
If I did 100, I could probably scale a building or jump over it.
16 still seems
next time you're in, you got 7. If your wife cuts you off at 7, I'll sneak you a few extras.
There's a man right there. I love it, Perry.
All right, thanks, Perry. You want to find Perry and more about his company, head to RodeOysters.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.